Okay, now we move on to the origin of the surface charge. Now there's two ways of doing that. First of all, you can have ionizable groups at the surface of your dispersed phase particles. An easy one to examine and understand is silica. So silica, the formula is SiO2, but at the outside surface of the silica, we often have silanols, which is spelled S-I-L-A-N-O-L. The silanols then are like the alcohols of silica, of silicon, and their characteristic is they will dissociate. So here we have got at pH greater than 3, we lose the H plus and we form SiO minus. So that says that silica particles then, is a pH dependent term, but above pH 3 they will carry a negative outside surface charge. In contrast, we can deliberately put ions onto dispersed phase particles. So in the Cottrell precipitator, we had neutral smoke particles. We deliberately put charge onto them so that we could get rid of those smoke particles. Now the description of the charged surface of our colloid particle is as an electric double layer. So the electric double layer comes about because, first of all, we have got a characteristic charge on the outside surface of our dispersed phase particle. So up here, if we're looking at SiO minus, this is saying the outside surface then is carrying that minus charge. Now adjacent to the surface then in the solution, which in this case would be an aqueous solution, we have the counter ions that balance that surface charge. So the charge on the surface is negative, so the counter ions that will balance there would be positive. So these could be sodium ions, for instance, that are present in the water. They migrate up towards the surface and then they plaster themselves close to the surface. Now the counter ions then are stacked up hard against the surface. The next layer back from the counter ions are going to be called the co-ions, because if we've got a whole pile of positives on the surface, well, they're trying to neutralise the negative on the surface here, but they're probably there'll be a need to put additional ions in the next layer to try and neutralise the positives that are stuck on the surface. So there's a good deal of organisation between the solution and the surface. Now the electric double layer is the surface charge and the layer of counter ions that are in proximity to it. So the electric